and of course welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 5. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, may you have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us. May you continue looking unto us, Father. May you continue guiding us and showing us the right path in everything that we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let us go straight to Psalms chapter 5. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy all those who tell lies, the bloodthirsty and deceitful. You, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down towards your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an empty grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them sing forever for joy. Spread your protection over them. Those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor, with a shield. And that is where our Wonder Chapter 4 today ends. It's not a relatively short Wonder Chapter, but let's go straight and dig into today's message. The first message that I have for you today comes from verse 3. It says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. Amen. Now, this verse alone has so many beautiful traits that we as Christians need. The first thing is, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. Amen. That just means that when we start a day, when we start anything, when we start a new project, it may not necessarily be waking up, but whatever new thing you're going to start, start it with the Lord. That's what the Bible today is telling us. Start it with the Lord. Why? If let the Lord's presence fill whatever you are going to do first. And you will watch the Lord. You will watch the presence. You will testify the ability. Trust me. When you surrender something unto the Lord, when you ask of the Lord to come and partake of you in something, it will never be the same as when you are doing it alone. That's just the truth. That's just the Christian lifestyle. In the morning, I lay my requests before you. The Bible today is telling us that let us take our petitions to the Lord. Let's not get tired of asking from the Lord. Why? He never grows tired of listening to us. That's it. And I'm going to verse 4 says, for you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. Amen. One more time, the Bible is calling unto us to distance ourselves from wickedness. Amen. We have to put a barrier in between us and wickedness. The Bible today is telling us that the Lord detests all those who are wicked. So many times in one way or another, we have been children of wickedness. Trust me. But because we have and serve a very merciful God, He's always willing to listen. He's always there for us. Why don't you then use that opportunity and get on your knees and repent? Why do you want to wait until it's so late? Because trust me, it's these acts of wickedness that distance our souls from the Lord. The devil likes to use it to guilt trap us. Why do you want to put your relationship with God at stake? And when you go into verse 5, what does verse 5? It says, the arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. Amen. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves. If you put pride before the Lord, you will have no room for you. The Lord distances Himself from all those who are proud and arrogant. There is nothing that you lose by being humble. There's nothing. But so many times we are so arrogant. So many times we are so proud. But you can be like, but when I'm praying, I humble myself, yes. But do you know that that neighbor of yours, that person you're seeing in the street, that worker you're harassing, was created in the image of God, is breathing the same air that God breathed in Adam. It's not just how you relate with God. It's just about how you relate with the things God created. Amen. I'm going to verse 6. It says, you destroy those who tell lies, the bloodthirsty and the deceitful Lord you detest. I know so many of us are always not saying the truth. We either have an excuse after excuse or something always comes up. But the Bible today is encouraging us, is encouraging me, is encouraging you that let us try to distance ourselves from lies. Let's always try to speak the truth. It always starts with small lies. And after you find yourself a general of telling lies, the Lord does not like that. But verse 7, I think it's my favorite verse in this whole chapter, it says, but I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence, I bow down towards your holy temple. Amen. I can come into your house. Why? By your great love. Despite all our imperfections, despite everything, the Lord still loves us. The Lord still welcomes us in His house. Why? Because of His great love. Have you ever thought about that? That's how much the Lord is madly in love with you. That despite of your sins, despite of a fact that you have sinned, and now not to make you get comfortable in your sin just because the Lord loves you. No, don't discord me. Don't. But because of His great love for us, that is the reason why we can still stand before Him. That's why He never forsakes us. And lastly, if you go to verse 12, it says, surely, Lord, you place the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Amen. Do you understand what it means to be favored? Amen. Do you understand what it means to be favored and blessed? If you want to understand, follow the righteous path of the Lord. Get on your knees where you have gone wrong. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for a fresh start. Talk to God. Tell Him, Father, you know what? I want to start afresh. I want to be blessed. Tell Him I want to be favored. Because I know that's what I was called for. Because I know that's why you created me.
And deep down, I know I'm blessed and favored. That in whatever thing I do, in whatever thing I touch, I will leave a print. And all this will be for the glorification of your name. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 5. What do you understand? Feel free to write to us dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for all this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of this message. I want to thank you for the gift of life, Father, where we have gone wrong, where you've always continuously sinned. We ask for your pardon, Father. Father, for all the times that we have gone astray, Father, for all the times that we have not followed the righteous path, may you have mercy on us. And from today, Father, may you put us under the mantle of your grace and honor. May you always come and be there for us. May you bless us, Father, and may you favor us, and may you open doors for us that no one can close. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.